This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations said Wednesday more than 20,000 people are homeless and many are still missing after a volcano eruption in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo that killed dozens and continues to cause strong earthquakes in the nearby city of Goma. Saturday's eruption sent rivers of lava streaming down hillsides, destroying hundreds of homes and forcing thousands to flee, but stopped 300 meters short of Goma's airport, the main hub for aid operations in the east of Congo. The ash cloud caused by the eruption has closed down two airports in the country and is likely to cause respiratory diseases, according to the UN. It claims people who fled their homes have lost valuable possessions, including motorcycles that were either consumed by the lava flow or looted. More than 200 small or medium earthquakes have since caused cracks in the buildings and streets in Goma, just 15 kilometers, about 9 miles from the volcano. The United States top diplomat traveled to Egypt on Wednesday, continuing a diplomatic mission aimed at shoring up a ceasefire that ended an 11-day war between Israel and the Gaza Strip's ruling Hamas militant group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Cairo a day after holding intensive talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. He is also traveling to Jordan to meet with leaders there. Blinken has vowed to rally international support to rebuild the destruction in hard-hit Gaza while promising to make sure that none of the aid reaches Hamas. He is instead trying to bolster Hamas's rival, the internationally recognized Palestinian Authority. This is Blinken's first trip to the Middle East as Secretary of State. You can read more on that at voanews.com. This is VOA News.